Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Democratic leaders say a proposal from the White House is, quote, incomplete and insufficient, as they continue to demand new restrictions on President Trump's immigration crackdown and threaten a shutdown of the Homeland Security Department. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries say a White House counterproposal to the list of demands they transmitted over the weekend does not address the concerns Americans have about immigration and customs enforcement's lawless conduct.
Funding for the Department of Homeland Security runs out Friday, and Democratic leaders are demanding new restrictions on the immigration enforcement operations the Trump administration's launched in places like Minneapolis. Among Democrats' demands are a requirement for judicial warrants, better identification of DHS officers, new use of force standards, and a halt to racial profiling. Democratic leaders call the White House's counterproposal incomplete and insufficient. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer and House Leader Hakeem Jeffries say it included neither details nor legislative text and does not address concerns about what they describe as ICE's lawless conduct. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In other news, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on a statement from Buckingham Palace as UK police look into Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor's links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is ready to support UK police looking into claims that Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor gave confidential information to Jeffrey Epstein. The statement from the palace comes after Thames Valley Police said they were assessing reports that the former prince sent trade reports to the convicted sex offender in 2010. The department, which serves an area of West London that includes Mountbatten-Windsor's former home, previously said it was evaluating allegations that Epstein flew a young woman to Britain to have sex with Andrew, also in 2010. The statement from the palace says the king has made clear in words and through unprecedented actions his profound concern at allegations which continue to come to light in respect of Mr. Mountbatten-Windsor's conduct. It goes on to say, if we are approached by Thames Valley Police, we stand ready to support them, as you would expect. The palace also reiterated Charles and Queen Camilla's concern for the victims of Epstein's abuse. Lawrence Brooks, London.
U.S. figure skater Amber Glenn says she's smoothed out copyright concerns with the artist behind one of the pieces of her free skate music. This is AP News. A record snow drought in the western U.S. is raising concern for a spring of water shortages and wildfires.
With the exception of California, most western states are experiencing the worst snow drought in decades, not because of dry conditions, but really warm temperatures that change snow to rain.
I've never seen anything like it.
That's National Snow and Ice Data Center Director Mark Serez. He's been in Colorado for almost 40 years and says that climate change might have something to do with it.
The mountain snowpack is starting to shrink. The snowpack doesn't really develop as early in the autumn as it used to.
The snow cover is about one-third of normal, and snow depth in places like Oregon are far below the old record. The snow drought is raising concerns about an increased threat of wildfires this spring and summer, as well as less water for agriculture and other needs. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
An immigration court has blocked the deportation of Tufts University student Romesa Ozturk, who was detained by immigration officials near her Massachusetts home last year. Ozturk's attorneys and court documents say the immigration court found on January 29th that the Department of Homeland Security hasn't proved that she should be removed from the U.S., and the court terminated her removal proceedings. Ozturk was detained for 6 weeks over an op-ed she co-wrote criticizing her school's response to the war in Gaza. In December 2025, Ozturk said the U.S. was instilling fear in the academic community after her arrest.
It is truly sad how much valuable knowledge is currently being lost here in the U.S. due to the fear within the academic community that they could be punished for their speech on beliefs.
Her attorneys say Homeland Security has the option to appeal the immigration court's decision. I'm Haya Benjwani.
Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend has refused to answer questions while appearing via video before a House panel. From the federal prison camp where she's serving a sex trafficking sentence, Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded the fifth during what was to be a deposition with Chairman James Comer's House Oversight Committee.
This is obviously very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crimes she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators.
Maxwell's trying to have her conviction overturned, and her lawyer says she'd be willing to testify that neither Presidents Trump nor Clinton were culpable for wrongdoing in their relationships with Epstein. Democrats like Melanie Stansberry say Maxwell's sending a clear signal to the president in hopes he ends her prison term.
She is trying to buy her clemency.
President Trump is slamming Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime performance. The president called it a slap in the face. Bad Bunny performed nearly entirely in Spanish. The president wrote on social media, "Nobody understands a word this guy is saying," adding, "He doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence." The president's usually in tune with ratings, but not this time. In truth, Bad Bunny's a Grammy winner and was Spotify's most listened to artist 4 of the last 5 years. President Trump's immigration crackdown is taking center stage even at the Winter Olympics in Italy.
This is one of the few things that unites the entire country.
As Vice President Vance visited with U.S. Olympians last week in Milan.
Everybody is rooting for you guys and everybody's cheering for you.
But not necessarily the commander-in-chief, who reacted angrily to comments by American skier Hunter Hess about what's happening at home.
It brings up mixed emotions to represent the U.S. right now, I think. It's a little hard. There's obviously a lot going on that I'm not the biggest fan of, and I think a lot of people aren't.
The part that set off the president?
If it aligns with my moral values, I feel like I'm representing it. Just because I'm wearing the flag doesn't mean I represent everything that's going on in the U.S.
President Trump responded on social media by calling Hess a real loser, adding, "Very hard to root for somebody like this." Hess's fellow athletes jumped to his defense, including two who have dealt with their share of hate.
It makes me sad to see that that is the headline right now.
American-born freestyle skier Eileen Gu was blistered several years ago for deciding to compete for her mother's native China.
And as someone who's been caught in the crossfire before, I feel sorry for the athletes.
Snowboarder Chloe Kim, a fellow two-time gold medalist, has faced racism as the daughter of South Korean immigrants. She's proud to represent America.
The U.S. has given my family and I so much opportunity, but I also think that we are allowed to voice our opinions on what's going on.
And remember what the vice president said about unity.
And kind of stand up for one another.
American forces have boarded another tanker carrying sanctioned oil. The Pentagon says it tracked the vessel from the Caribbean Sea before boarding it in the Indian Ocean. It did not say whether the ship was connected to Venezuela, which faces U.S. oil sanctions, nor did it specify whether the ship was seized, like 7 other tankers American forces boarded. The tanker itself was already under U.S. sanctions related to shipping illicit Russian oil. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu is rushing to Washington this week on a last-minute trip aimed at pressing President Trump on Iran. His office says Netanyahu wants the president to pressure Tehran on issues outside last week's nuclear talks, specifically
the huge amounts of long-range ballistic missiles that the Iranian regime seeks to produce.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said yesterday that production must be limited, as must Iran's support for militant proxy groups in the region. Netanyahu will spend 2 days here, just 2 weeks after meeting with Trump envoys in Jerusalem. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
As the search for Nancy Guthrie enters its second week, the missing 84-year-old's daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie on Instagram Monday, pleading for her safe return.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Thanking well-wishers for their prayers.
God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
She says law enforcement is working tirelessly but wants the public to help as well.
We are at an hour of desperation and we need your help.
Over the weekend, she said the family would pay a ransom. Also, investigators were inside daughter Annie Guthrie's home and searching a septic tank behind Nancy Guthrie's house in her Catalina Foothills neighborhood outside Tucson. She was last seen January 31st after family dropped her home. Ransom letters have been sent to media outlets. The FBI is investigating. Guthrie takes what investigators say is life-saving medication, and they can only hope she is still okay. I'm Julie Walker.
A supervisor and three instructors with a Massachusetts State Police Tactical Unit have been indicted in connection with the death of a recruit following a boxing match during training. Enrique Delgado Garcia died at a hospital in 2024 after becoming unresponsive during a defensive tactics exercise. The charges include causing serious bodily injury and involuntary manslaughter. Massachusetts Attorney General says it's important that there be an impartial investigation after the family and advocacy groups called for accountability. Delgado Garcia was 25 years old. About 6,000 public school teachers in San Francisco have gone on strike for the first time in nearly 50 years.
We are still being promised one thing and offered another.
United Educators of San Francisco President Cassandra Curiel.
And our demands for fully funded family health care, 100% remain the same, not 75%.
They are demanding higher wages, better health benefits, and more resources for special needs students. San Francisco has closed all 120 of its schools, offering independent study to some of the district's 50,000 students. The district is facing a $100 million deficit and has countered the union's request for 9% raises over 2 years, with a 6% increase over 3 years. Sound courtesy KGO. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thousands of striking nurses in New York City reach a tentative deal with Montefiore and Mount Sinai hospitals Monday. But nurses at New York Presbyterian remain on the picket line. The walkout began January 12th. The nurses' union says the deal with the two hospitals covers about 10,500 of the 15,000 striking nurses. It includes a 12% pay raise over 3 years, health benefits with no additional out-of-pocket costs, new protections against workplace violence, and AI safeguards. It still needs to be approved by union members. A vote is expected this week. The hospitals had to hire legions of temporary nurses to fill in. They say care was not affected. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted higher on Wall Street following rallies in Asia earlier in the day. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Monday. The index pulled closer to the all-time high it set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 20 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, ahead of reports coming up later this week on the job market and inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury notes slipped to 4.20%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The world's biggest social media companies are facing several landmark trials this year that seek to hold them responsible for harms to children who use their platforms. Opening arguments for the first one in Los Angeles County Superior Court begin this week. Instagram parent company Meta and Google's YouTube will face claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. TikTok and Snap, which were originally named in the lawsuit, settled for an undisclosed amount. This case is the first time the companies will argue their cases before a jury, and the outcome could have profound effects on their businesses and how they handle children using their platforms moving forward. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer LLC stores across the U.S. and Canada has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, blaming declining sales and industry headwinds. It's the third time the brand has filed for bankruptcy in a little over two decades. Eddie Bauer began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitting the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War II. Eddie Bauer stores outside the U.S. and Canada are operated by other licensees and are not included in the Chapter 11 filings. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show set off a surge in streaming. Bad Bunny dominated the Apple Music Daily Top 100 Global Chart with 23 songs, including 9 in the top 25. His title track, DTMF, reached number 1. His album, De B. Terrar Mos Fotos, appeared on album charts in 155 countries, reaching number one in 46. One song re-entered the chart for the first time in 6 years. Shazam also saw a 400% increase in Bad Bunny recognitions during and after the halftime show. Super Bowl Sunday marked the biggest day ever on Shazam for any Latin or non-English language artist. I'm Ed Donahue.
Bad Bunny's halftime show at the Super Bowl was a celebration of Puerto Rican culture sung in Spanish with one English phrase to kick off a song about dreamers coming to America.
God bless America!
There were appearances by Ricky Martin, Lady Gaga,
I wanna be dead,
and celebrities including Cardi B, Jessica Alba, and Pedro Pascal, plus a live wedding. Coco Jones opened the Super Bowl with Lift Every Voice and Sing. Green Day delivered a tribute to the NFL Championship's 60th anniversary with a mix of hits. Brandi Carlile and Charlie Puth performed patriotic songs. As the show ended, Bad Bunny held up a football to the camera. It had a message that was also on the scoreboard. The only thing more powerful than hate is love. I'm Julie Walker.
The beloved Canadian-born comic actor Catherine O'Hara died from a pulmonary embolism with rectal cancer as the underlying cause. A Los Angeles County death certificate lists the embolism as the immediate cause of her death on January 30th at age 71. The doctor who signed the certificate had been treating O'Hara since March of last year. She died at a hospital in Santa Monica and was later cremated. O'Hara starred in 2 Home Alone movies, winning Emmys for SCTV and Schitt's Creek. Her death took many by surprise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Indiana has announced plans for a bronze statue of former coach Bob Knight. The school says the statue will be in the lobby of Assembly Hall, where Knight led the Hoosiers to 3 national championships. School officials say Knight's statue will be placed next to another one honoring the 1976 title team, the last undefeated national champion in Division I men's basketball. It will be funded by a longtime basketball donor who wants to remain anonymous. Knight was known for his fiery temper. He once threw a chair during a home game against Purdue. He won a school record 662 games before he was fired in September 2000 following an incident with a student in a hallway. He died in October 2023. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. American skiing icon Lindsey Vonn says she sustained a complex tibia fracture during her Olympic downhill crash that will require multiple surgeries to fix. In the NFL, 49ers defensive lineman Keon White was shot in the ankle early Monday morning in San Francisco and had surgery. The final 2 of nearly 30 civil lawsuits against Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson have been dismissed. College basketball, a judge ruled that former NBA G League 7 footer Charles Bediako is no longer eligible to play for Alabama. Arizona is number 1 for the 9th straight week in the AP Top 25. Houston rose to number 3. In the women's poll, Duke surged to number 11, riding a 15-game winning streak. UConn and UCLA are still numbers 1 and 2. And NBA Warriors guard Stephen Curry will miss the All-Star game with a right knee injury. Thousands gathered in San Francisco in the days leading up to the most anticipated game on the NFL calendar. But before the Seahawks and Patriots took center stage in Super Bowl 60, it was the contactless version of the game that repeatedly found itself in the spotlight. Whether it was the NFL's top players going head-to-head in the Pro Bowl, the 2026 NFL Flag International Championship, or a number of showcases highlighting the talents of athletes across the globe, the rapid rise of flag football was represented accordingly in the Bay Area. Geffen Coolbaugh, San Francisco.
Fans of Dutch speed skating wrapped in orange cheered in Milan as the Netherlands' Femke Kok broke the Olympic record in the women's 1,000 meters on Monday. Then, just a few heats later, the crowd went wild again as Jutta Leerdam bested her teammate by a quarter of a second, racing against the 2022 Olympic champion, Miho Takagi of Japan.
I saw my name and I saw the green part, and I was like, that means that it's faster than a winning time. And yeah, I couldn't believe it. Very surreal.
Mascara from Leerdam's signature cat's eye makeup ran down her cheeks, and she blew kisses to her fiancé in the stands, Jake Paul, the YouTuber turned boxer, who burst into tears as his girlfriend posted a time of 1 minute 12.31 seconds, a new Winter Games best.
Yeah, a dream come true. So felt amazing.
Leerdam took the gold medal, Cockett gets silver, and Takagi gets the bronze. I'm Jennifer King.
A top Israeli official says measures adopted by the government that deepen Israeli control in the occupied West Bank amount to implementing de facto sovereignty. It's language that mirrors critics' warnings about the intent behind the moves. Energy Minister Eli Cohen told Israel's Army Radio that the steps establish a fact on the ground that there will not be a Palestinian state. The measures approved by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet expand Israel's control over land use and planning. They ease land sales to Israeli Jews and revive a committee for land purchases. Palestinians, Arab countries, and human rights groups have called the moves announced Sunday an annexation of the territory. It's home to roughly 3.4 million Palestinians who seek it for a future state. A funeral has been held for three Palestinians who were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City on Monday. Mourners gathered in the courtyard of Shifa Hospital for funeral processions before the bodies wrapped in white sheets were taken for burial. One of the sheets was draped in a Hamas flag, and two bodies had green bandages wrapped on their foreheads, signs that they were both Hamas operatives. One body was seen being paraded through the street as mourners chanted. Monday's strike hit an apartment block in the western part of Gaza City, according to the Shifa Hospital, which received the casualties. The Israeli army said it struck targets in response to Israeli troops coming under fire in the southern city of Rafah, which it says was a violation of the ceasefire. The army said it is striking targets in a precise manner. China's New Year travel rush is expected to record around 9.5 billion trips in an extended 9-day holiday. In a country where workers are expected to put in long hours, including on weekends, a few days off over the Lunar New Year festival is precious time. Tian Duofu says she's been eagerly awaiting the holiday. She says it's become harder for her big family to get together now that she's started working full-time in Beijing. Liu Jiquan has got a 30-hour journey ahead of him to reach his family in Chengdu from Beijing. He chose to take the slow train to save money. He admits it's tiring, but says the economy is bad and that a high-speed train ticket costs $130. Hundreds of millions of people are expected to return to their hometowns. Some 540 million of those trips will be made by train, 95 million by air, and the rest will be on the road. The leader of the Labour Party in Scotland has called on British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to resign. It comes after revelations about the relationship between former British ambassador to Washington Peter Mandelson and the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
That's why the distraction needs to end and the leadership in Downing Street has to change.
Sarwar is the most senior Labour figure to call for Starmer to quit.
We cannot allow the failures at the heart of Downing Street to mean the failures continue here in Scotland.
It piles more pressure on the Prime Minister over his decision to appoint Mandelson to the high-profile diplomatic post. Starmer's Chief of Staff and his Communications Director have also quit. But Starmer's office said Monday that he is not planning to step down. Lawrence Brooks, London.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.